even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind.
Yeah, I never give up. Because I know we've already had such great success against tyranny and God's watching. But I don't get the credit. It's the viewers and listeners out there that have spread the word, prayed for us, and bought the products at the AlexJonesStore.com. That's the reason we are still here. So when you call and thanking me, I want to thank you for keeping me in the fight. We're in the fight together. Now, I'm going to finish up with this caller and then race through this news so I can try to finish up with Stephanie, Paul, Ben, and Jason. That'll be it for calls. Sorry to all the others. And then you got the War Room coming in here with the War Room Live with Harrison Smith. So be sure and tell everybody about that because we want to reach more people. That's why we're doing this. That's everything. So thank you. But and I shouldn't spend so much time arguing with the guy about Epstein earlier because I'm not arguing with him. All right? This is a disaster. And so some people will say, well, then why are you going to support Trump on his border policy or trying to end the Ukraine war? I mean, Trump is basically dead to me over the Epstein stuff. And the Iran thing, I can even halfway forgive, thinking he's the right thing to do. This Epstein thing, but I'm still going to support Tulsi Gabbard and other good people, RFK Jr. administration, because we know the Democrats, as bad as Trump's gotten, are 100 times worse. That's all. And Nick Fuentes is on Thursday to debate with me, you know, vote Democrat. That'll show the Republicans. The Republican establishment loves that. We have a major beachhead that's almost got control of the Republican Party. We had control until Trump went sideways. So I don't think anybody can disagree with me that has a level head. Sam, you made two interesting points, but you got four others, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, I got three of them. That was the war with Persia, the trial, the no fuel exports until gas under two. And then,
by the way, I totally agree with that, 100%. Yep. America first, great idea.
Yep. All right, so point four. Lyme disease, that's been popping up a lot lately. There actually is a cure for it, and I can drill down into details if you want, but it's a two-step process. Step one is an enzyme cocktail, natokinase, lumbrokinase, and serrapeptase, and what you're trying to do is crack the protective shell around the bacterial colony. Then you hit it with an antibiotic, and it kills it. And if you really want to toss in for good measure, it's one of the few uses that at least I actually like silver for, colloidal silver, because if it ever tries to reform the shell, it will suck in all those positive ions and it'll polish it off. I generally prefer iodine, but this is like one like rare exception where silver can, you know, actually really help with something.
All right. Great point. Thank you. I've heard of that before. I wish to do a whole show on that. I remember Joyce Rowley talking about that 20 years ago. What's the other point?
Yeah, so this is just a personal thing, but I'd love to see a Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr. independent ticket.
I would too.
And then the last point was, is there was a lot of talk a while back on whether they were trying to start the Battle of Gog and Magog. But having watched how things are unfolding, I think that the third seal might be a little bit better description. And that's, and I'm paraphrasing here, where you get a quart of wheat for a day's wage, three quarts of barley for a day's wage. Yeah, that seems more realistic, you know, once looking a year, 2 years down the road on this.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate you. Some days we take calls, and they're okay. Some are great. Some are okay. But hands down, today's callers have been amazing, even the ones I disagree with. Amazing calls. Amazing. I'm so blessed and honored to be able to talk to all you great people out there. We're going to finish up with a few callers. The lady hung up, but Paul, Ben and Jason here in a moment. But first, so about a month ago, Trump says, I don't care about Medicare, Medicaid, or daycare for Americans. We are now a war economy, and I've got a war to fight. And then the war is for Israel. Now Trump says it's not possible, let's put that back up, for the United States, again, to care about Medicare, Medicaid, and all the rest of it. You've already seen that clip. I just want to remind you of that. Okay. Now Trump came out today, leaving to get on Air Force One to go to China, and said, I don't think about Americans' financial situation when negotiating with Iran war. Now, he knows they're holding his hostage with the Strait. He knows it's destroying the world economy. It's going to starve a bunch of poor people to death, places like Africa and Asia. And so he's basically saying, I don't care if you put a gun to my head. Well, the gun's not to your head. It's to everybody else's, Trump. You're running around with your gold toilets and gold everywhere and, you know, your kids making tons of money off all the Bitcoin, whatever. The point is this is a Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. Now, in the French Revolution, it came out later, they said they're starving. Open up the granaries. You know, give them food. And she said, no, let them eat cake. She didn't do that. That was propaganda. But they got her and cut her head off regardless. They stormed the Bastille. Trump is literally saying, let them eat cake here. And you could not hand the Democrats a better weapon 6 months out from the midterms. I mean, these will be in TV ads by tomorrow. When I saw it a month ago, I said, that'll be a TV ad by tomorrow. They ran TV ads of Trump saying, I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid. We're a war economy. I don't think about American financial situation. As power prices climb 61%, inflation accelerates, CPI 3.8. That was the worst peak of Biden's level. So inflation is out of control, all because of the Straits, and it's just getting worse. Here is the new whopper statement of Trump, completely tone deaf, bull in a China cabinet, and I'm supposed to just, oh, it's 50D chess. No, it ain't. Here it is.
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's all. That's the only thing that motivates.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things. They can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
I mean, what do you say to that? You talk about handing Democrats a victory. I thought that statement a month ago could not be any worse. I didn't think you could top it. He just did it. And it's like the callers earlier, they're like, well, it'll make our oil production go up, so in the end we win. Yeah, it takes at least a year. Meanwhile, the fertilizer is cut off and tens of millions starve to death, conservatively. And people are like, well, whatever. So, okay. Great. I'm glad you're optimistic. We'll see how it works out. But I am just godsmacked, poleaxed, dumbfounded by, play that first clip, the new clip again. He's about to get on Marine One to fly off on Air Force One to meet with Xi Jinping. And he says, I don't care about the economy. I don't care about America's economy. Well, you know that we were on the verge of bankruptcy and your plan was a great plan. You know the globalists want us to go bankrupt. You know they want to lower our credit rating. They already started to do it at Moody's and the rest of it. And so what do you think allows us to have this military and all this? It's all interconnected. Oh, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I thought you obliterated it, Midnight Hammer, last year. No, you want regime change because Israel has got control of you. Whatever it is. And I think it's Epstein. We know you're covering it up, but we have to speculate, is that it? I don't know. But man, Trump just makes it hard to not be on his ass. I mean, it's just like, every hour some new put his foot in his mouth. At least we put our foot in his butt when he said we're going to kill all the Iranians and turn them into glowing cinder. When I thought we're trying to save them, I said, stop that 25th Amendment. He came out there and said, no nukes. He's back to that again. So this is just out of control. I think the doctors are right. I'm not saying this is a fact, but I've studied it and I've seen it in family. I think he has frontal lobe cerebral cortex dementia. Everything else is operating, but he kind of goes in and out because he'll just contradict himself five or six times a day. That's not art of the deal. That's not keeping the enemy off balance. That is Trump on autopilot. I mean, you see him walk out to a speech like, and this is the guy in control of the nuclear weapons. And the Democrats are like, great, put us in charge. Oh, yeah. Let's take a guy with a little bit of dementia and get rid of him when he means well and put you a bunch of psychotic devil worshipers in control. No, thank you. That's why we're in so much trouble. We're just surrounded by this stuff. Let me get to this, the dear phone calls. I'll have to get more into this tomorrow because since this came out this morning that they've done more. So they have the World Jewish Conference. That's the mothership of all the little ADLs around the world with censorship and control. Wading into globalism to go, oh, we're the ones censoring. You have the EU, the UK, the globalist big tech. And Israel's like, we're going to really get it done. And we run the censorship. You know, the head of Meta censorship. Yes, Jews run censorship. And if you say we run it, we'll ban you. It's like, make me the villain. So the president of the World Jewish Congress says their influence across Europe and America significantly declined despite spending millions of dollars on propaganda. $500 million and $760 million, that's the new funding, out of Israel alone for propaganda in America. How much is that? $760 million.